case.
Stay or?
I want to do the next case, unless you, do you want to go talk to?
That's the next one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the next case.
Yeah, it's the next case.
Yep, you can say.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, we're going to do it in order.
Okay, case number seven, came in late, 23-165. We previously voted on that case for a failure to appear. I'll open that decision and we will hear the case.
I will make a motion to.
Yes.
Reopen or vacate.
Reopen and vacate.
Reopen and vacate our previous decision regarding this, regarding case 23-165, due to the fact that the appellant, though late, has appeared for her hearing.
Second motion.
Motion made by Colonel Overture, second by, I think, Attorney Sinetti, won the contest. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion to open vacate is granted. Ma'am, could you please stand and raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm as the case may be that the evidence you should appear today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or on penalties of perjury?
I do.
Okay, you may be seated. Sergeant, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes. The issuing authority initially denied for suitability due to three, conduct in three particular incidents, one out of state, two in Waterbury. Those objections still stand, as well as a new incident that we'd like to add to the record.
Okay. Ma'am, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
I'd just like to say good afternoon to everyone. I apologize for being tardy.
Luckily, the sergeant was still here, so we're able to do this.
That was their fault.
What?
That was your fault, I was still here.
No.
I'm dancing.
You got your packets in earlier.
Throw me into the mess.
Didn't know if I did something wrong. All right, Sergeant, it's your case, you may proceed.
Initially, the application was denied for suitability. One of the primary cases was an incident that occurred in 2016 in the state of New Jersey, Mahwah Township. That is also the one incident that shows on her record, through the fingerprint hits, as well as NCIS tech check. In that incident, the appellant was a passenger in a vehicle involved in a traffic stop. There were, I believe, her two children, unsecured in the vehicle, which was one of the issues that the officers at the time had an issue with. Conflicting stories between the driver and the appellant as to where they were coming from, where they were going, and the reasoning for that, which led to a consensual search of the vehicle, which located a stun gun, some drug paraphernalia, as well as some marijuana, which, again, I know at this date marijuana is not necessarily an issue, but that was the crux of the arrest at that time. So it was the possession of the stun gun that was on her, the unsecured children, and then the marijuana and drug paraphernalia. And that had a guilty conviction, although the, let's make sure I give you the correct. The drug charges were subbed down, and then she was found guilty of disorderly conduct, improper behavior. And I can only presume that in New Jersey that that was the unsecured children. I'm not sure how they got from one to the other. I couldn't really draw a line from that, but that was the final disposition of the case, the guilty of the disorderly conduct. So that's the first case. The other two cases were Waterbury cases, 2015. They both occurred in 2015. And the first case occurred October October 3rd, 2015. The appellant was in a dating relationship with a gentleman, and the appellant made multiple phone and text message, Facebook message, threatening, harassing messages to the ex-girlfriend of her then-boyfriend. From the best that I can determine, that either there was a conversation had between all of them and it stopped, but there was no further furtherance of the case with any charges levied. Fortunately, just a few short months later, November 10th of 2015, the appellant was no longer a girlfriend in a dating relationship with that gentleman. He was now in a dating relationship with another woman, and the appellant didn't like that, and she was then calling and texting and making phone calls and harassing behavior to that new woman. From the best of my knowledge, it seems like after this complaint was lodged, there was no further incidents, and the case did not go further with any charges left. So that was the basis of the initial denial. Upon revisiting the case and prep for hearing, the appellant was involved in an incident June 17th of this year. At which point, the appellant arrived home, parked her vehicle in front of her neighbor's driveway. Her and the neighbor engaged in a verbal argument. And while she and the neighbor were engaged in the verbal argument, three males exited her home and proceeded to jump and assault the neighbor, punch, kick, causing injuries to the neighbor, which was bleeding from the head, open wound to the head, is what's reported. What was concerning to me in that investigation is that as the officers investigated in their statement, they made contact with the appellant, and she was not forthcoming with information and was uncooperative with the officers on scene. So she did not participate actively or cooperatively in the investigation when there was an injured person standing right there. The three males, one of them being her son, was arrested and charged from that incident. The appellant was not, but I think it just goes to show that, even though she did not participate in the actual physical altercation, she had a part in it, and it is my belief that she most certainly could have had some sort of part in keeping it from escalating to that point. And with that, that's the basis of the rest of our denial.
Okay. Ma'am, keeping in mind that you'll have a chance to tell your side of the story, do you have any questions for the sergeant based on what he just testified to?
Yes, I kind of do. 2015, you said there was some type of allegations or... I was arrested, or what was that exactly? Because I have no acknowledgement or anything of that ever happening or taking place, or an arrest of threatening or anything of that nature.
There were no arrests. There were two harassment complaints where you were the subject of the complaint due to you being in some sort of ex or current dating relationship with, I believe it's the same gentleman. That's the best that I can understand. You were with the gentleman, then you weren't with the gentleman, and it was two different women also associated with this gentleman.
Looks like a Mr. Allen.
We have children together. Okay. I do know of him, but that incident never occurred.
All right, we're going to get to you, but do you have questions?
Oh, okay, question. No, that was my question.
Okay.
I answered.
Does the board have questions for the sergeant?
I do. Was she interviewed or questioned in relation to the 2015?
It's very vague, but it just seems that after the complaint was made, there was no further interactions between either of the parties anymore. I can only go by the officer's statements.
Yeah. So on record, there was no conversation with her about the allegation?
It doesn't specifically say that there was a conversation, no.
Okay, so she may not know what we're...
It's entirely possible. But I don't see any direct specific statement saying that she was interviewed and at that time.
And for the record, at the most recent incident?
Yes.
There's no interfering based on the reports from the officers, just presence?
It does not appear that they went that route and charged her with interfering. I don't know why they chose not to. I personally probably would have, but it does not appear that she was charged with interfering.
Okay. But the officers' accounts do present that she was...
uncooperative.
Uncooperative and interfering.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't see interfering in here. I see it was not forthcoming with information and uncooperative. I don't see interfering being referenced.
If
there's a difference in interfering with an investigation and being uncooperative, not forthcoming.
I mean, not forthcoming, uncooperative with officers on scene. I mean, she's obviously not furthering the investigation. She's...
What duty does she have to provide information?
I wish she was a participant. And a portion of it. I mean, it was a verbal dispute that escalated to a physical...
I'm sure what duty does she have to provide information? The police. No, I'm not saying it's not helpful or anything, but if she decides not to say anything, is that illegal or is that not her right?
I mean, with serious physical injuries that take place and you don't want to cooperate and say who was involved or who the individuals were that did it when it took place in front of your house, I would think that would be interfering with the investigation. I mean, you have a gentleman who's bleeding from the head in front of your home, and you choose not to...
What would an attorney tell you to say if the police interviewed you?
I'm just saying from a law enforcement perspective, I know if I got there and I see somebody bleeding from the head, and I see two parties, and
yep.
What happened...
So I'm just saying, she invokes her right not to say anything. That's uncooperative.
I don't know if that's what she did. I don't know if she invoked her right to speak. I mean, I don't know.
Well, that was going to be my comment.
Yeah.
Is the report's not well written? It doesn't explain.
I'm just saying what
the behavior was that was uncooperative
her,
or not forthcoming.
What's her behavior?
Unfortunately, I can't have as much as I'd like to. I can't have a discussion on the report writing itself.
I understand that, and then it's
right.
Also, it's a leap. Well, I shouldn't say it's a leap, but it's your interpretation that it's a negative connotation.
I don't think it's a positive. I don't think it's a positive interaction. I don't think it's a positive connotation. Like again, if somebody's in front of your home and they're saying, hey, listen, we were arguing about a parking spot,
yeah.
And then three males came out of her house.
Yep.
And she
decides I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to get in trouble. It's my right.
And either she disputes it or denies it or just doesn't participate. I mean, and it's...
But did she hinder or interfere with the investigation?
I'm going by the officer's statements in the report that she was not forthcoming and uncooperative. I mean, I don't want to read into their words or make assumptions. I can only just say that this is, to me, reading this from afar, that I would make that as another officer, but I would say she didn't.
The observation of those officers could also come today to testify.
Correct.
To the event. That would be helpful if that's what we're going to base this off of, this recent event off of.
Attorney Sinetti.
Yeah, this may help address the questions that the appellant had. If you can confirm my notes about the August 3rd, 15 harassing phone call issue, as she said she didn't remember or anything about that. My notes from reading that said that on that incident, that was improper phone calls to her ex-boyfriend, and in November 9th of 15, there were improper phone calls to the ex-boyfriend's girlfriend. Does that seem to be your recollection or what the notes indicate?
Yes, so the first female was the mother of common children of the boyfriend in August. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It appears between August and October, November, they were no longer in a dating relationship. Mm-hmm. And he was in a dating relationship with someone else.
And she was calling that person.
She was calling the new girl.
Right. That's my
understanding. I apologize.
Okay, I don't know if that helps her understand what we're looking at. So, okay, thank you.
Other questions by the board? Any other witnesses, Sergeant?
No.
It is your turn, ma'am, to tell us what you'd like us to know.
Okay, so as of July 6th of 2021, I was issued a pardon of all charges, which would include everything that he just said besides the 2015 that I have no awareness or acknowledgement or spoken to any law enforcement about that issue whatsoever. The issue in 2016 issue of New Jersey. I was also issued an expungement dated September 8th of 2023 that was issued as well. I haven't been in any type of violent, criminal, or anything in, I believe, 10 years, I want to say, arrest or anything of that nature. I've been focusing on my education. I have graduated from Naugatuck Valley Community College with a criminal justice degree. I've transferred to Central University State as a full-time student, aiming to receive a criminology degree. And that's basically what I would like the court to know as far as an incident that occurred at my residence. I just want the courts to know that I had moved into that place October of 2023. I wasn't there. I think I was like going on about almost a year. And that incident really had nothing to do with me. It was said that men came out of my house. It seems to be like a misunderstanding, which they will have to, you know, get that sorted out in court. But it was an argument that came about with my first floor. This address has three apartments. So it's a first floor, second floor, and a third floor to these apartments. And as far as being forthcoming, like I said, I just moved there. I do not know nobody's name on the first floor. They're actually Puerto Rican and they speak Spanish. We haven't like interacted more say with these people for me to know or to be any more forthcoming than I already was about the incident that had taken place.
Okay, Sergeant, do you have any questions for the appellant?
When did you move into the address?
I believe I'm going on a year. October would have made a year that I've been at 21 Sprague Street.
Did you or did you not park in front of the driveway and have a verbal altercation with the neighbor?
I did park in front of my house, which was a little into that person's driveway, but the person that my argument started with was a friend of of the person who owned that house. It wasn't the person who lived in the house. And that's how my verbal argument had started that day.
Was it the first time you ever parked in front of that driveway and had an argument about parking in front of the driveway?
It was.
It was?
It was.
Would it surprise you that the neighbor stated that this was an ongoing issue between himself and you?
It definitely would, because I've never seen that neighbor previous to the incident. We hadn't met, but I was told by people that their issue was the parking spot, but it was the first floor. That's what I...
So... Were there or were there not ongoing issues at the address about parking and who parked where and what configuration?
I don't know. I just had that one incident. I was told after the fact that there was numerous issues between the first floor and the neighbor, but I wasn't aware of any of that until the day of my incident.
You stated that you went and got a degree in criminal justice?
That is correct.
All right. So would when the officers arrived and began the investigation, with your familiarity with criminal justice and the criminal justice system, would it not make more sense that you cooperate with the officers investigating as opposed to being uncooperative and not providing them with information?
Well, they wanted to know what had happened, and I can only tell them what I've known. Like I said, I don't know who the first floor people are. I don't know no one's names. I don't speak their language. So the incident did catch me off guard, and I just was coming out from a very long day of working and schooling, and to pull into the front of my house and be startled by someone who banged on my car window, boom, 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 with curse words and aggressiveness in a very bad language to move my vehicle just a little bit. So I was also very shocked that the situation and the incident had taken place, but I was as forthcoming as I could possibly be with what I've known about the incident.
So was your response to somebody banging on your window to retreat to the safety of your home or to stay there and continue to argue with the individual until other people came out and began to physically assault the neighbor?
Well, I did retreat to my home. There was already people outside when this incident came about. And so what happened was a Puerto Rican had interjected and told the man not to speak to a woman. And they then started a verbal argument. I then went into the home. So everything transpired not with me. The verbal argument got off of me and went to the person that lives on the first floor at that time.
And the fact that your son denied any involvement initially, what is your perspective on that? If
my son was in the car when the man banged on the door. That was the only involvement, and the fact that my son asked the guy, hey, can you not speak to my mother like that? That was the only involvement.
So the statements that he exited your home, exited the building, are incorrect? The statements that the other party made that he exited your home and came and assaulted him, you're saying that that's a lie?
Who? I'm confused, I'm sorry.
The victim stated that your son exited the home before, that he was not coming out of the car, he came out of your home.
That is
while you were arguing with him.
My son was in the car when I pulled up. I pulled up to my house.
So then the victim is incorrect and lying.
That is correct.
Okay, so the victim
my
is lying.
Son was inside the car with also his girlfriend, Gianna. That was the initial when we first pulled up. I had my son and my son's girlfriend inside the car. When this guy came to the window, banged on the window with curse words and racial slurs, and that's how the initial argument began.
But again, like I said, you did not retreat to your home. You engaged in a verbal argument, and then when the other parties came out of the house, You witnessed the physical altercation, and then when the police arrived, you did not participate in the investigation, or at least did not help in the investigation, even though you had seen the entire thing.
I feel like I was as forthcoming and as honest as I possibly could be as far as who did what.
I mean, clearly not, if the officer made a point of writing it in his report that you were not. And in terms of the, just for the record, in terms for the pardon, none of the items that are in the pardon, she does have a pardon, none of the items that are listed in this pardon were mentioned at all, obviously because they were pardoned. So none of the items that I discussed today refer back to this pardon in any way, shape, or form.
What about the expungement from New Jersey?
It shows in collect and on her fingerprint hints as a guilty conviction. There's no mention of any expungement, and I ran collect at 7:51 this morning, and it still shows in collect.
And it may. Even some states, they can restrict the records, so you know, to certain groups of people, but not law enforcement, especially for pistol permits and things. So even if it's expunged from employers, it may be still available to law enforcement. I don't know that, but that's certainly happened before. It's something you should maybe check into.
I believe I issued my expungement.
No, it's here.
Yep.
Okay.
Does the board have questions for the appellant?
What was your son's involvement? How many sons do you have?
I have two.
Okay. What were their involvement in the incident?
One was nowhere there at all, which is my 10-year-old, and the other one, as I said, he was inside the car as we pulled up. So the Michoud argument that had taken place, I believe my son had asked the man, why is he speaking, so aggressive, or what was the problem? But unfortunately, the conversation it kind of got crossed over because someone else intervened in the conversation. And once that had taken place, me and my son then had retreated upstairs.
Okay, so your son did not put his hands on or have a physical altercation?
No, he didn't.
But he was arrested?
He was arrested.
Is that case still ongoing?
It is still ongoing.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Other questions by the board?
Who? Does your son have a friend, Kyrie? K-Y-A-I-R-E?
Yes, he does.
And was he in the vehicle with you guys that day?
No, he wasn't.
Was he at your residence?
After, not at the time of the incident.
Did you see, so someone else, the person you were arguing with, whose driveway you were allegedly blocking, he was assaulted?
That is correct.
By whom?
By the first floor.
So it was not Kyrie or your son?
No, it wasn't.
So it was two, there's two people on the first floor of your building that you were, don't have no idea who they are. They assaulted that person?
And I told the cops.
And you told the police
cops,
that?
The cops came to the scene and they tried to basically knock on the door. They had already taken off.
Who's they?
The people from the first floor.
Okay.
They had already taken off. They left after this incident had happened. They jumped in a car and left.
Yep.
And I told the police that. The police went inside their house without them, anyone even being home. And there was no one there. They were gone already.
And where was your son and Kyrie at this time?
Kyrie wasn't there yet, but my son was upstairs. He was home upstairs.
So how was Kyrie and your son identified as the people?
Okay, so what had happened was, while upstairs, my son had called his friend, which also my son's friend is also, at the time, he went with a girl named Gianna, who was in a car, which is Kai's sister. they're brothers and sisters, if that makes sense, if anyone just...
Yes, I lost it, but just try and narrow it in there.
So while she's there, she calls her brother and explains to her brother what had just transpired. So her brother says, hey, I'm going to come over. This incident's already over. He comes over. I forgot how he got there. I think he walked or got a ride or something. He came over, and the police was still there at that point in time. And he walked up the street. The police said, you fit the description. He was the first person put into handcuffs. Once the police put Kai in handcuffs, my son was watching from upstairs and seeing that his friend just got put in handcuffs. He comes outside and tries to explain to the cops. He didn't do anything. The police then arrested my son.
Thank you.
Other questions? Seeing none. Ma'am, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
I basically said everything that I would like to say to the courts, and I thank you guys for listening and your time.
Sergeant, closing statement.
Yes. I commend the appellant for taking these tremendous steps. I know going to the Board of Pardons is not an easy process. I commend her for, you know, getting a higher education, furthering her education, and I wish the best for her in that. And if that were it, I don't think we'd be sitting here today. But when I see all this work done to work on her criminal background, and then just a few short months ago, there was this incident that occurred at her home, and I know we can sit here and discuss and argue what was the complete and total involvement, her involvement or lack of involvement, or who was involved or how it was involved. At the time, in June, officers arrived, they performed an investigation. This was an investigation that they found. Persons were arrested, witness statements were taken, injuries occurred to a victim. I think that this undoes all of the good work that the appellant was trying for, because if that's what she was going for, as soon as they arrived, she should have stepped up and said, this is what happened, this is my side of the story, and I am advocating for myself and my family and make sure that it didn't get to the point where it got. And I don't think that happened. That's our stance here, and that if that can happen, what's the next step? What if there were a firearm involved in this process? What if there was a firearm in the home and somebody brought it out to the street? If there was a firearm on her in the car, where could this have gone beyond just a laceration to the head? That's our stance.
Thank you, Sergeant. Brief factual.
This is a denial by Waterbury. The denial is for suitability. Basis of the denial was a discussion of a 2016 New Jersey case in which the appellant was involved in a traffic stop. Her children were not properly secured in the vehicle. Reading the report, she did tell the police officer that she had a taser on her. There's also marijuana found in the motor vehicle. She was charged with those crimes. After her application was submitted, she did get a expungement of her records through New Jersey. How that works on her criminal history, I'm not sure, but the expungement was after her application, just as a note to that. The issuing authority discussed two phone harassment cases from 2015, neither resulted in an arrest. And then we spent quite a bit of time discussing a 2014 incident in which the appellant was initially involved with a verbal dispute with a neighbor.
2024.
I'm sorry, June of 2024, with a neighbor. Two other parties, one being her son and one her son's friend, were arrested for assaulting the neighbor, which resulted in a head injury. In the police report, it states that she was not forthcoming and uncooperative, I believe was the term used. And that's the, in the uncooperative and not forthcoming statement from another police officer in the report is a significant reason that the city feels she is unsuitable at this time.
Okay. Comments by the board? Chief?
I don't think we're going to be able to unravel exactly what happened in June. However, had the officers been here that were there, I mean, usually we have these cases that are 5, 6, 7 years old. People have retired. They don't remember. Cases are gone. This was only a few months ago. And an officer describing what uncooperative and not forthcoming means to him would have been helpful to me. That's all.
Other comments? Doctor?
Yeah, I find the appellant credible, so I am perplexed regarding the commentary in the police report. That's just going to inform my ultimate decision.
Other comments? Seeing none. Chief Rosenzweig.
I'm going to go appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Colonel Overture.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
Chair votes appellant. 7-0 in favor of appellant. Thank you both.